I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't think, and even if there were certain things that we knew, I don't think it would be appropriate to spell those things out. What we have to understand, guys, is Imam Mahdi is a real, like, he's a human being. He's a physical human being. Like, he walks around on the earth, right? Sometimes we imagine him to be like this being of pure light, like a kind of angel, but he has that nur, and he is very special, but he is a person, right? And we have to get closer to this reality and just understand, look, this is a real person in the world that we're living in right now. And there will, inshallah, come a day where you're going to start seeing headlines about this individual. Right? You need to mentally prepare for that. It shouldn't come as too much of a shock for you. And considering that he is a physical person, that he walks around, that he talks and he engages with people, let me ask you a question. Would it be such a far-off thing to assume if we said that Imam Zaman speaks to those righteous leaders who are leading the Ummah of the Prophet towards felicity? There are also some hadith, I think you should read into the five major signs of the reappearance of Imam al-Hujjah al-Qa'im al-Mahdi. Because while there are many signs, there are loads of signs, you know, about various things, which many of them seem or appear to be coming true, maybe, maybe not. There are five major signs which our scholars tell us in particular to pay careful attention to, right? And one of those five signs, for the sake of brevity, is the Khurasani. And one of the unique features of the Khurasani is that he will be a righteous leader of a qawm, of a nation. And one of the things that he will do is he will hand over the banner of Islam to Imam al-Mahdi with his left hand. And yeah, I mean, and Khorasani also, you know, it refers to the region which was formerly, which today we know as Iran / Afghanistan, the Persian-speaking land. So there's a lot that could be said. I'm holding back on this one a little bit.
Wow, that's right, because Ayatollah Khamenei has lost his right arm in a bomb blast, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Imam Khamenei's right hand is paralyzed. Yes, and it was a bomb blast, you're right. He was giving a sermon. And this is, remember, Imam Khamenei is not an ordinary marja. He's not an ordinary scholar. He is a person who gave his life in the way of Islam. You know, he was on the battlefield. He knows what the battle is all about. This is a person who has engaged with, like, okay, fiqh is one thing, right? And fiqh is a science of Islam which helps us to arrive at laws. It helps us to do a thing called ijtihad, which is to derive rulings, or to do istinbat, and actually arrive at conclusions using the Quran and the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt. Right? A person who has that strength and that level of expertise is referred to as a marja, an ayatollah, a mujtahid. Okay? Now, that's one field of science, and underneath it's an umbrella, and underneath that there's lots of different sciences like Arabic grammar and, you know, ilm rijal and so on and so forth, ilm hadith and etc. Okay, now he has that, and he has it very well, right? He's a mujtahid. On top of that, he knows history very well. And I'm not just talking about Islamic history. I mean, you've probably come across this book called The 250-Year-Old Human, the Insani Devisto Panjo Sali, it's called in Farsi, right? And it's talking about the history of all the Ahlul Bayt, of the 11 Imams before the 12th one. And he's not just well-versed in that history of Islam, but he knows Russian history better than Putin. You know, he knows French history. He knows the culture of people. He knows American history. He's read Shakespeare, coming right back now to that point that we made about understanding Shakespearean language, right? And he's read a lot of French and Russian literature. Now, academics will really appreciate how much more of a depth of understanding that gives to any individual, let alone a marja, right? So this is not just a person who understands fiqh, but he has experts surrounding him who give him all the information about science, about the current technological advancements, and he's also socially, politically aware of what's going on in the ummah. And this is why he gives such accurate statements. For example, he says certain things about certain countries and certain peoples, and when he stays quiet, he's staying quiet for a very good reason. And I think sometimes we learn these things the hard way. For now, I'll tell you that he said that the state of Israel will not exist, right? It won't even exist post 2040. And that's a huge claim to make. Nobody else in the world would dare make such a claim. The question is, where is Imam Khamenei getting that information from? And how is it that whenever he says something, it always comes true? It's a question for you.